Arena, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Debate night in Nashville. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden have each tested negative for coronavirus today and will share the stage for a second and final time.
Joe Biden spent the last 4 days at home preparing for this face-off tonight with President Trump, who has promised to grill him on allegations surrounding his son Hunter's business deals and questions of to what extent, if any, Joe Biden was involved.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Biden has called the allegations a smear and garbage and plans to keep challenging the president handling of the pandemic. Fighting COVID-19 is one of six planned topics. Fox News Democracy 2020 coverage of the final presidential debate tonight. Watch on the Fox News channel. Listen on the Fox News app. The FDA just making remdesivir the first drug to win full approval to treat COVID-19 as work continues on a vaccine.
Officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say they've received distribution plans from health departments in every state for a potential coronavirus vaccine. Despite the unprecedented speed of vaccine development, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar insists researchers and regulators are cutting no corners.
Fox's Jonathan Sari. What's known as the East Troublesome Fire is now the fourth largest in Colorado history.
As of this morning, the East Troublesome Fire stands at 125,602 acres. That's up from 19,000 yesterday.
Governor Jared Polis calling out the National Guard to help with evacuations and search and rescue as the state continues to battle multiple wildfires. Minnesota's governor activating the National Guard as a precaution in case protests erupt over a judge's decision earlier today to toss out a third-degree murder charge against the former police officer who kneeled on George Floyd's neck in Minneapolis. Derek Chauvin still faces second-degree murder and manslaughter counts. Three other officers still accused of aiding and abetting the killing. America is listening to Fox News.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel okay. truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
President Trump is back, and Newsmax TV is fully covering his rallies live and without interruption. Newsmax TV is rising fast. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly and Sean Spicer. Plus on weekends, Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Diamond and Silk. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide. Get Newsmax free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, Chromecast, Amazon Fire, and Samsung and LG. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now.
An update from the U.S. Attorney General on an effort to fight violent crime.
Attorney General Barr says violent crime dropped in the first 3 years of the Trump administration, but 2020 is a different story.
We've seen a violent crime going up in a number of our cities over the last few months.
Barr speaking at a roundtable in Indianapolis, one of nine cities targeted under Operation Legend, a federal law enforcement crackdown on violence in the aftermath of George Floyd's death. Barr says the program netted 5,500 arrests so far,
including 1,200 murderers, rapists, and other serious violent criminals now off the streets.
Critics of Operation Legend argue the deployment of federal agents only increases tension between police and communities.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. Operation Legend, however, is designed to work in conjunction with state and local law enforcement. Apple has crossed a line with Charlie Brown fans.
I got an invitation to
The Peanuts holiday specials have been airing on broadcast TV since the 1960s. But this year, shows including It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and A Charlie Brown Christmas are moving exclusively to Apple TV+. A subscription costs about $5 a month, and while non-subscribers will be able to watch for free for a limited time, critics say pulling them from broadcast ends an American tradition. One tweets, the point of having them on network TV is the country coming together and watching at the same time. Another post, it's like making It's a Wonderful Life a Netflix exclusive. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Kids won't be able to visit Santa this year at Macy's flagship location in New York City, where it's been a holiday tradition for nearly 160 years. The chain says it would be hard to create a safe environment in the pandemic. This also affects the Santa lands at Chicago and San Francisco Macy's. Wall Street rallies, the Dow up 153 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Here we go.
There's a drive.
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive.
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Let's go for a little ride.
Now we'll start over. Well, good morning. It is The Drive with Sam Piper. Your mic was on. Mine wasn't for some reason, so...
That never happened.
No. Now we're rolling. Latte, Derek Piper, I mentioned that. Trevor Belise here as well. We've got a great guest coming up this hour for everybody. Jerry Meyer, 24/7 national recruiting analyst. And if you didn't, or if you want to take a guess of what we're going to talk about there, it would be... Illinois basketball, of course, and Illinois basketball recruiting, and one Bryce Hopkins. We'll certainly ask about him. Derek thinks maybe this weekend is when that will happen. We'll get the news from Bryce. Do you think that's still the case?
Yeah, that's what it's shaping up to be. Okay. Probably this weekend sometime.
I read your story today on IlliniInquirer.com, Ding, about the, what were you at, the Pangos games?
The Pangos All-Midwest camp for freshmen and sophomores. Over the weekend up in the Chicago area.
You wrote about 20 different guys or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, how in the world did you, were you able to see 20 different guys? And right, I seriously was like, how many games did you watch?
I was there probably 5-6 straight hours.
Oh, wow.
So it
okay.
was just game after game. That's my element, man. I missed that right. all summer. That's what I do.
I bet that was cool just to get back in a gym and for that to actually happen. Now, you have to be a member of IlliniInquirer.com, so I'm not going to spoil anything. But the one thing I did laugh about, I think this is okay to say, Illinois has offered about 19 of those 20. I was like, wait a minute, how you do that? But that's what you do, isn't it? You kind of put a wide fishnet over everybody and say, all right, you're offered, you're offered, you're offered. How much, let me ask you this. How much does it matter? And I know I'm asking this maybe a stupid question because sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't probably, but how much does it matter if you're an early offer?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I know that I've seen some Illini fans get angry about continuously hearing about it, and then they'll lose out in the end on a recruit, say, whether it's Brandon Weston or someone
point.
They've been in on for a long time, and then a different school shows up, like a Jordan Nesbitt situation where that wasn't one where you recruited him for 2 years by any means. But
right.
You were in the mix for quite a bit longer than, say, Memphis, who offered in August and landed him in early October. So I do think it matters, particularly for in-state.
Okay.
You want to have
That's fair.
Your in-state guys, if you can be their first offer or first high major offer, I think that carries a lot of weight. Because let's be honest, they hold it against you if you're late.
Sure.
If you're late to the party and you're the in-state school, they're going to hold it against you. So someone like Owen Freeman is a big guy out of Bradley Bourbonnais, just an hour up the road. He got his first D1 offer from Illinois. I think that's going to probably carry a lot of weight. Of course, then you hope he continues to develop and is someone that you look at and see as a Big Ten player. Of course, it's early, him being just a sophomore. But, yeah, it's good to establish that early position. Mentioning this, today Illinois offered, this is the earliest I've ever seen an offer from this staff. Someone out in New York who is an eighth grader.
What?
Got an offer today at 2025.
Oh, my goodness. That doesn't seem possible. I'll say this, though. Years and years and years ago, when I was doing television down in Southern Illinois at WSIL, I had come up to, trying to think if I was in Mount Vernon. I think it was Mount Vernon. And there was a game that night. And one of the coaches for Mount Vernon, they were playing Murfreesboro. And one of the coaches for Mount Vernon alerted me and said, Lon, if you can, get her early for the, I think at the time they played a freshman JV varsity game. So I was able to make the freshman game. He said, there is a kid from Murfreesboro, a tall kid. He was already like 6'8 as a freshman. And I wish I knew who that was, but he said, there is a kid that's 6'8 who is already eliciting offers. Now he was a freshman, and even back then, that would have been like 1994, let's say. Back then, I was like, what? A freshman? I'm like, how do they know this? But of course, he was tall, so that kind of stood out. But I think Southern, I think Murray State, maybe SEMO, some of those schools had already offered him. So I went up there, not to necessarily shoot video, but when I get there, they're doing something. They run kind of a break, and he breaks loose, and he dunks. And I'm like, okay, I got to get the camera out. So it developed into a story. I ended up doing a story on him, and it turned out to be a really good story. And I remember calling Mark Kiesling was my sports director. I called Mark and I said, look, we can't run it tonight because it's Friday night football and you had all these games, right? And we only have so much time. I said, we can't run it tonight. But I said, I've already got a great story for Monday about this kid from Murfreesboro. And he's like, okay. And I know that kid went on to play Division I, but I don't know where. But an eighth grader.
Yeah, I know, right? If I remember correctly, I think Jeremy Richmond probably had a offer from Illinois back in eighth grade. Adam Miller, he was a freshman. I don't think he had yet played a high school game when Gross's staff offered him. So there are those rare talents.
Right.
Then, of course, if you're like me, you hope that you grow after eighth grade. Because I think I was about 6'1 in eighth grade. And power forward eighth grader. And then you're like, I'm 6'2 as a senior in high school. That didn't really work.
You went from power forward to point guard in a matter of 4 years.
Yeah.
It is interesting, though, and it is something that that you see. And I can honestly tell you that, you know, I had the honor of coaching in that All-State Classic, Junior High All-State Classic in Lincoln. That was the weekend before everything shut down because of COVID. And I remember at the time we were starting to hear these stories about COVID, and here I am in a gym full of 100 kids thinking, is this maybe where I should be? But I'll tell you what, like even on my team, I was coaching 2 6'4 kids. And one of them, I think I told you this, one of them is destined for Northern Iowa. He's going to be the big dude for Northern Iowa that Northern Iowa has every year. They've got him again. I think they're picked to win the Missouri Valley this season. But, I mean, those kids are going to play college ball somewhere. And there was talent there that I was watching other games. Now, I was mainly focused on my 11 kids. But I was watching some of the other talent, and I could not believe it. And I certainly am not an evaluator, but I could almost point out the top 5 guys that are going to play college basketball at a high level. And it's one of those like, wow. And I started thinking to myself, can you imagine if there was a college coach already? And there probably was in the stands watching those games for an All-State Classic. And probably going, wow, Lon is ruining them. Who's this idiot coach? You are ruining it. He's 6'4", just throw the ball up. It's just amazing to me. Do you think there's ever been an early offer, like a real early offer, just to get your name in the whatever basket, and that kid all of a sudden goes, yep, I'm in? And you think there's ever been one where the coaches are like, oh boy, we didn't mean for you to actually.
I'd imagine there has been.
That would be funny. That would be funny to eat. I'd love to hear some recruiting stories. I think
ask
that would.
Jerry Meyer. He's probably the perfect one to ask.
You know what's good? I think you, Derek, could do a book one day on. I think you could do a great selling book. I was about ready to say a bestseller. I'm not sure if it'll hit, but maybe it would. But I think you could do a book just on little recruiting stories.
Sure.
You know, once guys are already, like, let's say a Jalen Brunson, who's already in the NBA, or even somebody that's already retired from the NBA, and you sit down with that coach and say, all right, give me your funniest or give me some crazy recruiting story that I think that would be a book people would love. Because recruiting's just one of those things that we all pay attention to. But none of us really know much about the what goes on. In other words, I see a little bit of the behind the scenes thanks to you, and you make me keep quiet about it. So I always tell you, do not tell me that. But you tell me things, and I'm like, what? And it's just, I think these are things that people would love to read about.
It's pretty fascinating, and it's something that's really easy to get entertained by. If you're in a college town, it's your free agency type of deal.
Absolutely.
And almost to the fullest extent of free agency at times with some of the deals that go down. Mm. But, it's a wild world. And when you have high school kids who turn sophomores, and then there's that rule that at midnight college coaches can start contacting them, they literally get calls at 12:30 putting down the 2K controller so they can take – I don't know if Coach K's staying up and doing that. He can wait until they're a senior and suiting up for the McDonald's All-American game. Like, hey, you want to come to Duke? Yeah, sure. Okay.
Exactly. Who's undecided? Okay, you. How about you come to Duke? It's like, okay. It is an amazing world. I've always told you that it's so unique. It can be dirty. There's no doubt. I mean, there's just different optics to every recruitment that would be really cool to learn about. So,
but it is really cool early on, and I'm sure you're getting a chance to see it too when you talk about Andrew and some of his teammates and the guys that you coach. It's fun to see them early.
Yeah,
it's fun to see guys, really progressing with their game. But also when they first start to get that college interest or maybe an offer. It's fun to then spotlight them and then watch them, 5 years down the road. And I've started to get a chance to do that. Some that were recruiting targets or you just saw on the AAU circuit. And, there's them in the NBA finals or in an NBA game. It's a cool part of it.
I totally agree. I know with travel baseball, I had a couple of kids that I was able to be basically an assistant coach for, but was able to kids that and I cannot think of his name all of a sudden, but he's going to Louisville. He's at Johnny Logan, then he's going to Louisville. Why can't I think of his name? Just the nicest young man I've ever met. The other one that was a really cool thing was Mitch McNutt. You remember him from Gibson City? He was our catcher for like 3 or 4 years, and we did so well coaching him that he decided to play football in college. I'm like, oh, great. And if you remember, he was a preferred walk-on at Illinois, but he didn't agree with the dietitians and kind of that because he's a workout nut. And he ended up not coming to Illinois, but just little things like that you have a sense of pride, not that you really had anything to do with it, but you have a little bit of a sense of pride thinking, that's pretty cool. I mean, like Zach Hartlib, Dan Hartlib's son, who went and played at Johnny Logan, is now going to play for Dan here at the University of Illinois. Zach was one of those kids that I was able to coach, and again, I had nothing to do with their talent, but it's still kind of a cool thing to know that you were able to do that, and maybe if there was one little thing you taught them, and it turns out to be something one day, I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, I almost wanted to post it after the NBA Finals, and I know that this is a name that gets some people riled up in Illini country, but Talen Horton Tucker, I have a DM from him back. Saw him as a sophomore at one of like these camps, and he reached out and said, "Hey, Mr. Piper, what can I do to try to get noticed or get ranked?"
Cool.
He was unranked, barely no high major offers, and then you watch that guy blow up. Obviously, go to Iowa State, then be in the NBA, and he won an NBA championship.
It's
youngest
incredible.
Player to win one. So it's just kind of fun to watch the journey.
Yeah. Now you DM and say, "Hey, Mr. Tucker, that was really cool what you've been able to do. I don't know if you remember me." There is that issue. It's funny you say that about him. There's that issue because of Io and everything. But in a way, he wanted to come to Illinois. So Illini fans really shouldn't have any disdain towards him because he wanted to. And unfortunately, the, if you will, quote unquote, politics kind of set in on
part
that
of
one.
The, coming yep. full circle here. Part of the book.
It, that's
part
exactly recruiting. Right. All right, we're going to talk again with Jerry Meyer at 4:30, 24/7 national recruiting analyst. It's a big get to have him on. Derek got him on, so that's cool. I'm going to break some news for you and Trevor right now. Dre Brown is going to join us tomorrow at 5:05. We met for an hour after the show last night. I want our listeners to know how hard we work for this radio show. I mean, we never do that, actually. But we did sit for an hour and swap stories. And then also talk a little bit about the show. And we thought, who would be a former Illini that played last year in that Wisconsin game? And we thought, man, Dre Brown would be perfect. So he's going to join us at 5:05 tomorrow as we get you ready. We are almost to college football right now. So
we're almost 24 hours away.
We got some breaking news from Trevor. Purdue is reporting that 3 to 4 coaches and then 6 to 7 players will all miss Saturday's game. Along with Jeff Brohm, of course, who's the head coach. I wonder if his son, is it Brian Brohm? I wonder if he's one of those guys, one of the coaches that's going to miss because he was the one that was going to take over the controls. He's the offensive coordinator for his dad there at Purdue. So, oh boy, we haven't even kicked off a Big Ten game, and now we've got issues. And really, I mean, let's be honest, guys. This is one thing we're going to fear, right? Because there is no wiggle room in this 9-week schedule of the Big Ten. In other words, if Purdue all of a sudden got to the point where they're like, we can't play, and who's playing Purdue? Is it Iowa?
It's Iowa.
So if you're Iowa and all of a sudden you're like, well, hold on, we don't feel comfortable playing, not knowing, but of course they're doing.
I don't think they'll say that.
I agree. I mean, they're doing daily testing, right?
Brown is going to be at the game.
Okay.
This is from Tom Deanhart, who used to work at BTN and now exclusively covers Purdue.
He's the one that his Twitter, do you remember when I did that? His Twitter is at Beat, what is it?
Well, it's not anymore because he doesn't work for BTN anymore.
But it was something, blah, blah, Tom Deanhart or something. And I said, blah, blah, T, Deanhart. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
He started laughing. I'm like, I'm an idiot. I can read.
He tweeted that Brian Brohm says he won't have a full coaching staff on Saturday. Wouldn't say names, but says 3 to 4 staff/support staff won't be there.
Okay.
Then Brohm said... Jeff Brohm said that he'll be watching the game from home in his basement and says that he will, quote, definitely be back for the Illinois game October 31st.
Okay.
So his 14 days will be up by the time they come here, which will be next Saturday.
Right.
Not this coming Saturday, but next Saturday. And then he says, Brian Brohm says 5 to 6 players will miss Saturday's game with COVID.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that means the 5 to 6 players have COVID or if it just means they were near the support staff person who was near someone who had COVID, so they're just being... careful.
Extra careful.
It's interesting that the coaches have different rules than the players.
Right.
Am I wrong in that it's 21 days?
Yes.
If you test positive as a player, you're out for 21 days.
Yeah.
We saw Nick Saban test positive. Then his rule was 3 negatives in a row, but it felt like a week span or maybe even less than 7 days where he had a positive test, then 3 negatives in a row. Maybe they then deemed that potentially as a false positive.
Which I think they did.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. To your point, there's a different standard even amongst coaches.
Right.
Like when Jeff Brohm, no one was like, well, we got to test him 3 times in the next 3 days. Nobody cares.
Mm-mm.
It's Purdue.
You're right.
But when it's Nick Saban, it's well, we got to test him 3 times in the next 24 hours, so maybe he can coach. Like,
that's a great point.
I don't think they tested Jeff Brohm 3 times.
No.
Whatever.
I mean, from Iowa's perspective, you know that playing this football season, you know you're going to potentially play a team who has positive tests, and then you're playing the guys that obviously that day or within a 24-hour span of the game tested negative. But we did see in the NFL, Stephon Gilmore played in the Patriots-Chiefs game after Cam Newton test positive. Gilmore was negative, hugged Patrick Mahomes after the game, then was positive once he got home. So,
wow.
But we haven't seen Mahomes test positive. I don't know.
It's crazy. And boy, what an impact. I mean, just think of your own team. If like Brandon Peters, let's say. I always hate to throw a name to it, but I hope people understand. I do not obviously hope that happens or wish that upon any member of any of these athletes. But, you know, you all of a sudden lose your starting quarterback for 21 days. That could hurt. That could hurt.
And I believe that stems from 14 days of quarantine, and then they want to do myocarditis tests on the players, which I guess takes 7 days at a hospital, but they don't want to do those tests immediately after testing positive because then you're bringing someone who's COVID positive into the hospital.
So they got to get quarantined, then go to the hospital.
Once they're clear, take the tests, and then once the tests come back clear, I guess it takes 21 days for that to happen.
Well, I mean, safety first, no doubt. And I think that is one thing we need to give up, obviously, as a fan, even though we don't like that idea of 21 days, to the fact that you're getting football. You kind of have to, there's concessions, right? And certainly that makes sense because you want to make sure the player is completely healthy. College of Tex or Aces text line, Brandon had a good point. He's like, didn't Bobby Knight of all people offer Damon Bailey in 8th grade back in the day? He did. Do you remember Damon?
He played
with the Pacers. He was Bobby Knight in a press conference after a game had a quote that said something like, there's an 8th grader in Indiana that I'm recruiting that would be better than any player on my team right now. You know how Knight was. That was his way of recruiting. But yeah, Damon Bailey, great call, Brandon. Damon Bailey was being recruited in the 8th grade by Bobby Knight. So
pretty sure that locked up that recruiting war, if there was one, if Purdue was going after me, reading the papers, like, oh, I'm better than anybody in Indiana, Bob Knight says so. That's where I'm going
to
be.
See, and is that even legal to do?
You're not allowed to mention the player. I know definitely by name, Juwan Howard, but...
Right. And I don't think Bobby Knight said his name.
Right.
I just think he said, there's an eighth grader in my state.
I'm sure he got away with it just fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Jason from Iowa said, hey, a couple questions. Is Illinois really in the Hopkins decision?
Yeah, I think they're one of the final two choices between Kentucky and Illinois.
Okay. So, what the heck? I mean, let's take a chance and see what we got, and it would be a big recruit, obviously, for the University of Illinois. All right, we've got next hour all the NFL picks against the spread. Last week, we were just absolutely dreadful. So this week, we hope to do a lot better for you if you are taking our advice. Mettler mix-up a little bit later this hour. It was something that we talked about after the show last night. I said, why didn't I mention that? But Cody Bellinger popped his shoulder out with a game-winning home run against the Braves. Popped his shoulder out celebrating, and then, 2 days later, steps up in the World Series and hits a home run. I'm like, how do you do that? So we're going to ask Jeff Schroeder about that and figure out how in the world that would ever happen.
The quote was, this is from Bobby Knight,
okay.
Quote, Damon Bailey, so he did say his name.
Oh, he did say his name.
Is better than any bleeping guard we have right now.
Of course.
I don't mean potentially better. I mean better today, right bleeping now.
Sold. Done.
Can I tell you one story real quick? I've always got a story, right? I always have a story, and then we're going to a break. And I've said this on the air before. When I was a junior, I think, in college, I played for an area slow-pitch softball team. We won state. We went to the Midwest Regionals down in Lexington or Louisville. I always get it confused. I think it was Lexington. And we were playing a team out of Bedford, Indiana, which is where Damon Bailey's from. And I was on second base somehow. I don't know how he'd reached base. And the shortstop, they were a really young team. And, of course, I was in college. The shortstop and I started visiting. And he said, do you know much about sports? And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing sports journalism in college. And he's like, have you heard the name Damon Bailey? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, he's in left field. And I'm like, that's him? So my buddy Rick Green, who ended up pitching for Parkland, doubled over his head. And we beat Bedford 3-2. So I'm 1-0 against Bailey. Bring it on, Damon. That's what I say. Bring it on. And he did play in the NBA with the Pacers. Pretty cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Jerry Meyer, 24/7 national recruiting analyst. I cannot wait to talk to Jerry. We will do it next. It is The Drive. Game Day Spirits' huge fall sale is wrapping up, but there's still time for you to take advantage of some awesome deals on Illini gear. Over 100 styles have been marked down 40% off. Great brands such as Nike, Columbia, Champion, Tommy Bahama, and more all 40% off. You won't find these deals anywhere else. Get a head start on some holiday shopping this year by visiting GameDaySpirit.com and shopping their huge fall sale. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
You're invited to a totally Christmas open house this Friday through Monday at Prairie Gardens. Come see what's new. Plus, shop exclusive open house four-day specials. Find your perfect Christmas tree with the area's largest selection. And every tree is guaranteed. And enter to win your favorite fully decorated Christmas tree free. Join us this Friday through Monday for a totally Christmas open house, social distance style. Only at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, and totally Christmas.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Illini pizza fans, great things come from Jet's Pizza. Detroit-style pizza is one of them. Freshly made dough, inspired by the Motor City, topped with premium mozzarella and Mama Jet's secret sauce, then baked to the thickest, crispiest crunch. Jet's is Detroit-style pizza. Want Detroit-style proof? Get their large, perfectly paired pepperoni pizza, just $13.99. Online code PAIR. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, my name is Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Mettler Center. During this time, we know it's more important than ever to stay loose and keep active. But sometimes you don't know where to start or pain and injury get in the way. We are here for you. That's why we are offering same-day free consultations both in person or through telehealth from the comfort of your own home. Get started today by calling 398-9800 or by visiting MettlerCenter.com.
Are you looking to buy a home or refinance? I'm Chris Forsher, mortgage broker with Molitor Financial Group, and I want to help you with your mortgage experience. Molitor Financial Group is unique. Unlike banks who have one set of loan products, we're brokers with access to lenders across the country, able to find you the best rate and terms out there. Ready to get started? Contact me today at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com.
NMLS number 2001328. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
Betsy Londrigan is lying to you.
I have not taken any money from Speaker Madigan.
The truth is, Mike Madigan spent nearly $300,000 to elect Londrigan. Londrigan also takes money from corporate lobbyists, even Big Pharma, breaking her promise not to accept corporate dollars. And those negative ads against Rodney Davis? Paid for by corporate cash. A Madigan machine politician, Betsy Londrigan is lying to get elected. There's a better choice. Our Congressman Rodney Davis is taking on the special interests in Washington to get results for us, holding Big Pharma accountable and lowering prescription drug prices, taking on the big insurance companies and protecting those with pre-existing conditions, defending our rural hospitals and our healthcare jobs. Rodney Davis is fighting to ensure that every Illinois family has quality, affordable healthcare.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress and I approve this message.
Paper by Rodney for Congress.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, it's The Drive with Say and Piper. I am Lonte. He is Derek Piper. Trevor Valise here as well. We're going to do the NFL picks against the spread at 5:05. Last night, Derek, I called Al Michaels and said, do you mind giving me a do you believe in miracles? I actually won a bet. Blake Snell's over on the strikeouts.
Great call.
I mean,
about time.
He had that in like the third inning. I thought, you know what's going to happen? He's going to get hurt with five strikeouts and not get the over. That's what's going to happen.
I was happy for you, man.
Well, I appreciate that. Of course, I lost the other two, but I did win a bet, which is the first time in a week. It's time to visit with Jerry Meyer, 24/7 national recruiting analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at JerryMeyer247. Jerry, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are great. We were just telling a story leading up to having you on about recruiting, and I mentioned Damon Bailey, and when he was in eighth grade, Bobby Knight had said, I've got a kid in eighth grade that's better than any guard I have on this team. Do you remember that whole saga with Bailey?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Was that like late 80s?
Yes.
Early 80s? I don't know. I think we're about the same age even.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I remember.
Yep. Early 90s, I think. It was crazy. So
early 90s, yeah, that was when, like, the first big, probably, I don't know, sensational recruiting stories, or one of the early ones, because, one, it was Bobby Knight.
Right.
And, you know, sort of old-school conservative type guy, you know, like, not the rah-rah recruiter type guy, and then for it to be an eighth grader, yeah, to make such a statement about an eighth grader, that was a big deal. I think cover of Sports Illustrated.
That's right. That's right, Jerry. I forgot about that.
Jerry, is there a better?
Yeah, it was huge. It was huge.
Is there a better recruiting pitch than this guy, this kid? Bob Knight said his name. I'm not sure you're allowed to do that. I think the NCAA lost Bob Knight's number though, so that wasn't a problem.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the deal is back then, you were not technically a recruitable athlete till you got into high school.
Ah.
And I could be wrong on that, because I know they changed that rule, because there was a, like, maybe 10 to 15, within that range, let's say 10 years ago, there became this wave of camps where they were elite camps for 8th and 7th graders, and all these assistant coaches were working it. They were like basket coaches at the camp, getting to know the players.
I love it.
So they lowered the age, I believe, the grade to 7th grade. You were technically a recruitable athlete, so they could get rid of those junior high elite camps where, you know, college assistants were trying to get in with parents and players.
That's crazy.
Jerry, speaking of recruitable athletes, Bryce Hopkins, Fenwick forward, top 30 guy in the country, 6'7", very skilled. Before we ask you to break down what you're hearing maybe on the recruitment as it shapes up, looks like a decision here in the next 5 days, maybe even this weekend. What do you think about his game and kind of how he translates to the next level?
Yeah, I like it. Well, he's going to be a very good college player. Very mature game. He has the body for college basketball pretty much already. You know, that will get even better. And he plays with composure, poise, very skilled. You know, I think he's a good athlete. He's not an overwhelm. You know, his game's not about athleticism. It's not about his explosiveness, although he's a very good athlete. He's good in, I would call it, functional athleticism. He may not win a dunk contest, but he's the type of guy who can get a rebound in a crowd. He can make plays in traffic. I think he has a high basketball IQ, you know, kind of gives you that feeling of a glue-type player, sort of holds a team together as a 3/4 man. So there's a whole lot to like about his game, especially at the college level.
A lot of fans are liking this whole win the big in-state recruiting war. They did it with Io. They did it with Adam Miller. Hoping to do so here, second go-around with Bryce Hopkins. Of course, when you're battling Kentucky, you know the deal. You know it's going to be tough. Providence in the mix as well, Indiana. How do you kind of see this one as we head down the home stretch?
Well, you know, I unfortunately to say on an Illinois show, but I am not hearing anything that, you know, that's pushing me to change my crystal ball, which I have on 24/7 Sports for Kentucky. You know, 100% of the picks are Kentucky. I think it's one of those, the way I read it right now, and I do not have any special information on Bryce's stuff to come up with because everyone's trying to get it, for one. But I think it's one of those, like, Kentucky's in the lead and Illinois is, like, in a strong second place. But as we know in recruiting, if you ain't first, you lost, right?
So, all too much, we know
cases.
That.
Little Rick, I didn't quote that quite properly from Talladega Nights and Ricky Bobby, but that's what I was getting at.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. I love it. Jerry Meyer is our guy, 24/7 national recruiting analyst. Again, follow him on Twitter, at JerryMeyer247. Great breakdown, by the way, on Bryce Hopkins. It made me think, you know, you're battling a Kentucky. And this Illinois staff with of course, Brad and Chen and Orlando and Steven, I mean, they've done a really good job in these, since Brad has been here, kind of against the grain, if you will, a team that wasn't winning at the time, and now they're starting to put some wins up, and obviously a top 10 contender this year. But how do you like how they're recruiting? Obviously, they're getting some hits out there.
I like it. I like it. I think he's recruited some really good guards. I mean, seeing what Io's done, and I think he's going to have a, I already gained, 25, 30 pounds or something. Am I accurate on that?
Yeah, that is correct. He is.
Well, I think that could make a huge, huge difference for him, because that was one of the things that I thought was kind of a knock on him when we evaluated him and, tried to rate him as a player. You know, just, if he gets stronger. So it sounds like that's happened, but, Adam Miller can play, Trent Frazier. I mean, I like the guards. Kofi, you got to love him inside. You know, maybe beef up in the small forward, power forward position, which is kind of what we're talking about, and that's what they're trying to do. But, yeah, I think Illinois is doing a great job recruiting. I think the program's on the right track. I mean, it's tough for me to, having watched Underwood coach down in Texas.
Stephen F. Austin. Quick.
Yeah, thank you. He can coach, I think. And, it's not always easy. You come into a new league, you got to, maybe your talent's not exactly where you want it. But I have a good feeling about where the Illinois program is headed right now.
Jerry, a big emphasis in this class is to replace Kofi, who's expected with Iowa to probably go to the professional level after this season. You gave a great breakdown on Bryce Hopkins. Mac Etienne's one that they've really circled, and I think he resembles, both in look and maybe in style of play, Joakim Noah. Is that something you see as well?
Yeah. I've put that comparison out there. He kind of has the look, but his game's like him. And it reminded me of when I first saw Joakim play, when he was a rising senior in high school out in Las Vegas. I got a very similar feel with Mac. How do I describe this? Mac seems very unassuming. He's very engaged in the game. He's not playing to. He doesn't play with a lot of ego. Like a lot of players, like nice. They're looking at their socks, they're fixing their hair, they're looking where the and one filming guys. You know, how can I flex for my people? And Mac has none of that. I mean, he's just out there competing, playing. I like that workman, sort of unassuming, almost like a naivete about him. And I kind of got that feeling with Joakim Noah, like he was kind of above it all, like. He wasn't on the same level psychologically as the other players, you know, I mean, it's because of his dad being a professional athlete and other aspects of his life. But I really like Mac, man. I think he is one of those guys that could really be pushing for a 5-star status at the end of the rankings.
Well,
and if I were doing it on my own, I might already have him up there because I just think that's where it's going.
Nice.
And, you know, I'm not afraid to put it out there. Personally, I really like the upside in the future for Mac.
Well, I'd be all right with him coming to Illinois and having Noah's success of 2 national titles in college.
It wouldn't be bad, would it, man?
I'd take that in a heartbeat.
That was quite a run, Florida. Yeah, I'm old enough to remember those Florida championships, too. Damon Bailey and them.
Yeah, Jerry and I, we're old, Jerry. What the heck? Why not? You know, we're fun, though. That's what we are. Jerry, I was
gonna... I've broken that 50 barrier.
Ooh.
You feel like you're wise now.
Right.
I'm a wise man.
I just did it last Friday, October 9th. I just
All right,
50.
Sweet, man. Yeah. Sweet, congrats.
Thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to the 50s.
What the heck? Yeah, I agree, except I've still got my son at Arizona State and that college debt. But other than that, what the heck, you know?
I got one at Clemson. Oh, I feel your pain.
He's having more fun in terms of football. Jerry, I was going to ask you one more about Luke Goody, the kid out of Indiana that's coming to Illinois. He's the first one that said yes in this class. What do you know about Luke, and what do you remember about him in terms of what he can bring skill set to Illinois?
Yeah, you know, solid player, well-rounded, knows how to play basketball, skilled, has some versatility, being, you know, 6'5", you know, and that's just the name of the game now. You want guys like that. I think versatility is so important, and I think Illinois is kind of building a system of play, you know, this sort of, you know, some movement, a lot of ball screens, you know, playing basically how most teams play, but a spread offense, 4 out. And I think in today's game, it helps to really be able to switch on D. But I think Luke fits in to what the objective and the mission of Underwood is. And you're really hoping he knocks down some shots for you. You know, you got to score points to win, and you need shooters.
Amen.
Jerry Meyer is our guest, 24/7 national recruiting analyst. Jerry, I wanted to ask you about one of the biggest news in college basketball, the biggest news in college basketball today. Arizona expected to receive notice of allegations. It's something that we've kind of been expecting here for a while. I know Sean Miller didn't have a comment. What's kind of your take on that one? I know we're waiting on Kansas. A lot of interested Illini fans here hoping maybe something on Bill Self drops at some point. What do you think about Arizona and just this whole kind of deal? What's going to come of it?
You know, I don't think a lot about it because I don't know. I don't know what's going to... Like, I've been around the block a little bit, and, you know, I've seen teams and programs, you know, quote, get in trouble, you know, stuff like what we're talking about here, however you want to phrase it. And I've seen it not hurt their recruiting. If anything, it almost... seems like a us against the world type thing, and I don't know. I don't, like with Louisville, I almost thought their recruiting got better when they went through their scandal. So I don't know, man. I don't know, and I don't do investigative stuff on that level. I don't know what's going to happen. It's definitely going to be interesting to watch. It seems like there's a lot of material to deal with, and. Man, I don't know. You know, I would be nervous if I was LSU or Kansas or especially Arizona right now. But man, I've seen things work out in weird ways. Where most programs seem to weather the storm. Put it that way.
When I saw the FBI involved, I thought, okay, now hold on. This is a whole nother level of coming after
and
somebody.
And that's another discussion. And I kind of have issue with that. Like take Books Robinson, you know, the assistant coach who lost his job and had to go to jail, you know, was an Arizona assistant. I mean, to me, that's just kind of crazy. I don't think any assistant coach, head coach who is doing, you know, some dirty deals, because we know we're not dumb. There's all kinds of dirty deals going on. It's kind of like the nature of the game, you know, like how can you, like I had a, he's a head coach now in a major conference. When I lost my job at Vanderbilt, when Van Bredekoff got fired, talking to a new assistant coach who now is a head coach, and he was like, Jerry, how do I do this job without cheating?
Wow.
And I was like, I don't know. So to get to the point, we all figure there's a lot of cheating, and I'm here to say there is. And for the infractions that occurred to go to jail, you know, like no coach was ever, they might think, oh, I'm not going to get a coaching job again. And, like, you know, I got to sell pharmaceuticals or get into
right.
insurance or do the jail.
That is crazy.
I wouldn't really down with that, man. Because it's like one or two guys get singled out just because one guy's trying to save his ass. Who's done dirty stuff. So he's working for the state and the government, and he's entrapping people. And so these like three or four assistant coaches get busted. It's like, what about all the others? And you're sending those dudes to jail?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I see where you're going. Yep.
Last one for you, Jerry. Love my time in Nashville, getting to hang out with you, Shannon Terry, yeah. The CEO.
Miss you, Derek. You still playing ball?
Here and there. Here and there. Not as much. I was glad just to get in the gym this past weekend and watch some basketball. But I was going to ask you, you just turned 50. You still playing those 6 a.m. early games? Ooh, now, when Eric Decker and then the big names got invited, I'm sure you were there, but that little me was not.
No, I retired. You know, there was a huge ceremony here in Nashville. And I'm joking. I retired about 5 years ago, probably. I don't even keep up with it, man. I just decided I didn't want to play anymore because my knees hurt and my lungs hurt.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just felt like I'd done my fill of basketball for my life. And so now I scout it, and then I watch a lot of soccer, and I take nice little walks in the evening.
Boom. Boom. Jerry and I are the same way.
And Mookie Betts.
Nashville guy. I didn't know that.
I'm a huge Mookie Betts fan, man.
That is awesome. Yeah, I mean, Jerry, I'm getting crossed up by my eighth grader and falling down, and I'm like, I'm out. I'm done. Yeah. I'm done with this game. I'm just...
Yeah. Well, that might have been one of the last times I played. I have a son who's now getting ready to turn 22. And so this is, you know, so he was like 16 or 15. This is about right when I just decided I didn't want to play anymore. And, he was talking so much smack.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I bet him $100 I'd beat him in one-on-one.
Whoa!
And my girlfriend put money in there, too. And, you know, I beat him. But, man, it was not worth the pain and effort and struggle. You know, I can't drive by people anymore.
No.
And I just hate to be a shooter. I was always more than a shooter.
Well, the good news is you had $200 towards your deductible then for that pain.
Yeah. Pain. And it taught him a lesson, and it shut his mouth up for a while.
I love it. Hey, Jerry Meyer, it is always great to have you on, 24/7 national recruiting analyst. Can't thank you enough, Jerry. Thank you, sir.
Hey, my pleasure. Good talking to you guys. Okay. Derek, thanks, man. Take care.
Thanks, okay, Jerry. Buddy. Jerry Meyer. Follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Jerry Meyer 247. Good stuff there. I love talking
he's
to
right,
him. I bet he would be awesome to
have some beers in Nashville with.
He's, yes.
Talk some ball, yeah.
Yes, please. Hey, I got to thank Lance Landeck. My buddy sent me a thing. Remember I told you about the kid out of Murfreesboro? His name was Aaron Freeman, and he was an all-state honorable mention along with Eddie Curry when he was a certain age. Aaron Freeman is his name, went to Indian Hills Junior College, so I guess he never did ultimately play D1, but he was a kid that in, like, eighth grade, literally, teams were looking at him back in the day, and that was, again, like, what, 94, 95? That's crazy. All right, good stuff with Jerry Meyer. When we come back, Mettler mix-up, Cody Bellinger popped his shoulder out and 2 days later homered. That doesn't seem possible. We'll ask Jeff Schroeder how it happened next. It is The Drive.
Flooring Surfaces is a local business that's open to serve the construction and housing industry. Over 1 million square feet of flooring options are in stock in Champaign, along with professional tools, adhesives, setting materials, and underlayments you need to build waterproof showers, tile kitchen backsplashes, and renovate entire floors of your home. Over 20 years of operation has made Flooring Surfaces your premier source for hardwood, carpet, laminate, porcelain tile, and everything else. Right now, we're starting the summer of savings with discounted pricing on hundreds of options. You'll find select in-stock hardwoods that are half off, double discounts on laminate floors, and tile that starts at $1.25 per square foot. So here's what to do. Call 398-1990 to arrange a showroom experience, a safe in-home consultation, or to have your order pulled and ready for pickup. We will help you find the right floor, and during the summer of savings, you'll find it for less. Don't worry, Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered.
Are you tired of overpaying for steaks? How about looking for great steak deals? Well, look no further than the Long Branch in downtown Gifford. Let Donnie and his staff take care of you. Friday and Saturday nights, you get three different steak deals. Get two 12-ounce New York strips for $45, or try two 8-ounce fillets for $50, or combine the offers and get one fillet and one strip for $48. Also includes two salads up to four sides. Any place else? Well, it just isn't the Long Branch. Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9.
My name is Benjamin Rice, and I am a Champaign County farmer. I care about the food I produce for both my family and for yours. Farmers face adversity. The weather, the markets, and other issues bigger than any one person can control greatly impact our livelihood. But no matter what, I will care about how I farm. I will farm with sustainability and the future in mind so that my kids and grandkids will be able to follow in my footsteps and provide safe and nutritious food to the world. Champaign County Farmers Care, a message from the Champaign County Farm Bureau.
All right, College of Aces text line. A 614 texter said, hey, Lon, did you say you won a slow pitch softball game 3-2? That is actually the truth. We won a game 3-2 over Damon Bailey in Bedford, Indiana. And Derek, the next game, we played like the number one team out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and they beat us like 33-3. It was just, and you could only hit two home runs. We were like class C or whatever. So their first two batters homered. So it's 2-0. And then they went on to score 31 runs on just singles to wherever our rover wasn't. And I'm like, you guys, I remember I got into it. Like, I was playing second base, and another guy singled, and another guy singled, and another guy singled. And I finally looked at one kid, and I'm like, hey, that's cool. You guys are playing C. You really ought to be playing C, you know? And he's like, why don't you just beat us? And I'm like, just shut your mouth. Go play A. You're way too good to be playing C. I think they ended up winning.
You're like, my beer's getting warm in the dugout. What
exactly.
The heck?
Exactly. Yeah, is there not a run rule in this thing? Let's go. Get it done with. All right, it's time for the Mettler mix-up. Speaking of something I never did, that's home runs. Cody Bellinger stinking popped his shoulder out, put it back in, and then homered two nights later. Doctor of Physical Therapy Jeff Schroeder joins us now with the Mettler mix-up. Jeff, how in the world does a guy do that?
Yeah, it's... Do you remember Lethal Weapon?
Yes.
You know where he... He'd get in a straitjacket, and then he'd pop his shoulder out,
yeah,
and
right.
He could magically swim his way out of it. Well, so I want to clear up a couple of things. So there's this term called subluxation, and then there's a term called dislocation.
I think you just cursed.
Yeah, right. I'm trying to clear that food out of my mouth. But basically, and this is important because people misuse the terms.
Okay.
So subluxation is a joint will come out of its proper alignment in the joint space, but kind of slide back in. It doesn't completely dislodge itself, if you will.
Okay.
A dislocation is it will come, quote-unquote, pop out of the joint, and it has to be manually manipulated or manually put back into place. So,
okay.
Just to clear those up, because sometimes people misuse that terminology. Now, here's what's happening with him. So back in 2018 or somewhere in there, he's had two other times where his shoulder came out of socket.
Wow.
Okay? Where it had to be put back in. Now, a trainer can do that. Sometimes you have to go to the ER. So the problem is the more that it does that, the easier that it will do it in the future.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So there's two problems. That is one of them, that it'll continue to have less stability because he's, every time that comes out, he's losing some stability.
Sure.
The other thing is those structures and soft tissues and tendons and all that fun stuff in there that helps to keep the stability, it is getting stretched out.
Mm.
So that's why he is going to be more susceptible to it. And I think you're already seeing that because something that's fairly innocuous, like, you know, what's happening with the post-home run celebration,
yep.
It came out. So, while, you know, there's some memes and some fun things going with it, and he can come back in and play, he is running a risk of that shoulder's becoming more unstable. And it would not surprise me if down the road,
yep.
It becomes more and more unstable, and he has to have surgery to help stabilize it.
That makes sense. Jeff, I referred somebody to you guys the other day because I was talking to a gentleman who was having shoulder issues, and he said, yeah, I think I'm going to have to get surgery. And I said, well, listen, here's what I did, and I kind of explained my deal, and I said I went to the Mettler Center, and, you know, 4 trips into it, I was basically healed. I've never had another problem with my shoulder. How many times do you think you've saved people, especially in shoulder areas, from having to have surgery, which I think is painful?
Yeah, there's not just shoulders, but just a lot of things that if people would give physical therapy a try, and of course, coming to Mettler would be a great option, a lot of folks can avoid surgery. Even if you have a rotator cuff tear, now that, depending on where the tear is, how big it is, a lot of times people can avoid surgery if they do physical therapy by doing the right things, getting range of motion back,
right.
Controlling the pain, getting some strength. So there's a lot of times that surgery can be avoided, especially with the shoulder. So, but in Cody Bellinger's situation, the only reason I even mention it is that, look, I had a buddy of mine that he would just reach his arm like to put over, like behind the seat of a couch, or you know how you put your,
yes.
behind your girl or,
yep.
or your boy or whatever it is, and it would come out just doing that. That's because it just repeatedly
Ugh.
It would just dislocate and sublux or do either or. So that's the only concern I would have with him, and the fact that some of those tissues are getting banged up, and he's going to have some soreness.
I was going to say, and you're probably stretching stuff in there you don't
yes.
want to stretch, right?
It's being stretched. It's like when you sprain the ankle multiple times,
yes.
it sprains easier because things get stretched out.
That makes sense. That's why I can now walk down a sidewalk, hit a crack wrong, and I roll my ankle on my right side.
That's right.
Because I tore ligaments when I was in college on it, and I remember the doctor in Carbondale, he said, you would have been better off to break your ankle. And back then, I was like, well, I don't even know what that means. That sounds horrific. And now, at the age of 50, I'm like, yep, I wish I would have broken it because I can literally hit nothing, and my ankle is so weak, and I probably need to come see you guys. And
I was just going to say, I know how you can fix that problem.
Yeah, right. Come see you. That's perfect.
That's right.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, as always, Jeff Schroeder, great stuff, excellent stuff. Mettler Mix-Up, always appreciate it, my friend. We'll chat soon.
Okay, you guys have a good one.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. That is Jeff Schroeder, Mettler Mix-Up. That is awesome. We just got Diane Ducey just said, Kimberly Painter saved my frozen shoulder at Mettler. I couldn't shampoo my hair well. So I get it. I get it because when my shoulder was hurting so bad, I would wake up in sheer pain in the middle of the night. And just finally after 4 months, I'm like, what are you doing? Go get it fixed. And I did. And they got it done. So trust me, Mettler can help you out on that. At least give them the first shot before you decide to have surgery. There's no doubt. All right, next hour is going to be a lot of NFL. We're going to pick against the spread, kind of fill you in on what we think. And all three of our teams, well, all two of our teams, I'm sorry. Well, no, three. There's three teams, in other words, that are playing primetime games this week, and we'll explain it next. It's The Drive.
You're moving to Texas. You've arrived, but your belongings have been missing for 3 weeks. Where is the moving company?
Moving doesn't have to be a horror movie. Book your move with a local move specialist at Two Men in a Truck. You will know exactly where your items are. Two Men in a Truck can perform expedited moves. They don't have long lead times, and they don't put other folks' furniture on the truck with yours.
Ew.
Move your belongings safely. Visit TwoMenChampagne.com.
Green Street Realty is excited to share details about some of their newest properties. At 1007 West University, it's The Den. Close to the engineering quad, these all-inclusive units feature high-end finishes. At 309 East Springfield, Icon boasts a great campus location within walking distance to the grocery store and featuring a huge rooftop amenity deck. Check out View at 711 South 4th Street, featuring an on-site fitness center and a prime campus location. And don't miss 200 Vine Street, Urbana's hottest new location close to downtown. For more information on all these great units, visit greenstreetrealty.com.
Sea Elks Lodge 2497 and the Urbana Police Lodge 70 have kicked off their annual Shop with a Cop Warm Coats and Accessories Monetary Drive. Monetary donations can be dropped off at the Elks Lodge during business hours Tuesday through Sunday, 3 to 8 p.m. or mailed to the Elks Lodge, 903 North Dunlap Avenue in Savoy. There'll be a special monetary donation collection day held on Friday, October 23rd from 9 a.m. until noon outside the Elks Lodge, located behind Old Orchard Lanes in Savoy. All CDC COVID safety guidelines will be followed. Elks Care, Elks Share.
This message brought to you by PDR Automotive. Fall is here in Champaign-Urbana, and October is an important month. It's not only Car Care Month, it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So ladies, please schedule your screening today. And to schedule your car care winter inspection, that can be done at PDRAuto.com or by calling 367-9481. That's PDRAuto.com or at 367-9481.